an integrated experience. We don't necessarily look at it anymore. It's a horticulture show. It's an Epcot show. And have something for everyone. We've always wanted this to be the best time of year to bring your family to Walt Disney World and certainly Epcot. And I think we've succeeded.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground.
Hey, I'm Eric Darden, horticulture manager of the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, on the road with Dane on WGN.
It's a beautiful.
WGN live here at Epcot Center, kind of the epicenter, right, of the universe when it comes to great things, great fun, family fun, and our family road trip here on the road, 720 WGN. And we could not have a better person to be sharing and kind of guiding us on our tour of what is one of the most exciting times at one of the most beautiful places, making it even more beautiful. It's Eric Darden, and he is here for the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. It is going on until, I think, June 3rd.
Correct.
Right here, and 26 years here since the beginning, guiding it from its inception to bigger and better than ever. Eric, welcome to WGN.
Oh, well, thanks, and thanks for coming down.
Thank you for doing it, because there's so many reasons to come here. Obviously, millions and millions of people. It is a worldwide, I think, beacon of fun and excitement, not only for families, for everybody, but now for people who love plants, love flowers. I don't know who wouldn't, right? But you've been doing it bigger and better for all these years. So let's talk about kind of the genesis of it. Like, how did it start? Why did it start? Why did you decide to bring it to Epcot in the first place?
Well, we started the Flower and Garden Festival just to do something different in the spring. Obviously, we're looking to draw a different audience. And, of course, this is 26 years ago.
Yeah.
I also wasn't in charge of the event at the time. I was actually a foreman on the Topiary crew. But, you know, we just wanted to give our guests something extra to see in the spring. It was a 38-day event, relatively small. And over the last 26 years, it's morphed into this giant event. 90 days. We have 18 outdoor kitchens, playgrounds, more topiaries than we ever thought we would have back in those days. But at the heart of the matter, it's still the same event. It's a horticulture event where you can come see lots of flowers and just a beautiful environment.
Always looking, and I think that's probably it. It's as you get to the end of it every year, looking for ways to make it even more things to more people. You mentioned the displays. You're looking, you've got the rock concert series, right? 270 shows that happen over the length of the festival. And not only are you having it here in places where people know, love, and expect to see flowers, but you're also integrating it into some of the other experiences as well.
Correct. I mean, it's an integrated experience. We don't necessarily look at it anymore. It's a horticulture show. It's an Epcot show. So we work with, for instance, the chefs to make sure that the food they're serving, we can actually grow the plants so the guests can see what they're eating. We work with our entertainment, for instance, to make sure the playgrounds that we do help tell a horticulture story, but also are great for the kids and provide a safe environment for them. So it's very integrated and have something for everyone. We've always wanted this to be the best time of year to bring your family to Walt Disney World and certainly Epcot. And I think we've succeeded.
Some of those first kind of impressions of it, let's talk a little bit about it. We'll have pictures up at WGNradio.com as well. And this is kind of, it is sort of the conversation starter when it comes to the visual side of things. It is here just for the length of the festival, but talk a little bit about that stuff.
You know, if you walk in and didn't know the Flower and Garden Festival was going on, you would think, wow, they spend a lot of time on flowers, because there's probably four times more flowers here than normal. We even have these huge plantings around the banks of our lake, you know, 70,000 bedding plants. Come June, it's going to be turf again. You know, we just found every corner that we can put flowers in, we put flowers in. And of course, one of the main elements of the Flower and Garden Festival, and always has been, are our Disney character topiaries. They're neat horticulture product because they really tell the story of the character. But at the end of the day, it's a Disney character. That's why people love them. And only we have Disney characters.
We're going to be visiting a number of those different areas and experiences that are going on throughout Epcot. And so stay tuned for that. We're going to get to them with Eric. And of course, let the listeners know we're talking with Eric Darden here at Epcot for the Flower and Garden Festival. Most beautiful time to be at one of the most beautiful places, the International Flower and Garden Festival. We had talked a little bit about the topiary. That's how it started, the Disney characters, just really cool ways to see some of your favorites. And now being able to take some of the next hits, right, some of those next favorite characters for kids and families everywhere and build them into the plant side of it, it's really, really cool here at Toy Story.
Yeah, we originally started with our Disney character topiaries, which goes back to Walt's days,
yeah.
Mickey and such. And it was really rewarding and daunting when we first started working with Pixar to, you know, thinking, can we actually show their characters in plants? And, of course, the answer is yes. They really pushed us to go to new places. The quality of the characters we're having to show is took it to a higher level, which it helped our entire topiary program. And here, of course, you can see our newest topiary, Bo Peep, and her sheep, and of course joining two of our existing friends.
It's a training ground, and she's in good hands with Buzz and, of course, Woody.
Yep, Buzz and Woody. And, of course, it's part of a play area for our kids, which we've always wanted this to be the best time of the year to bring your children to Epcot, and play areas are a big part of that.
I got to tell you, Eric, so much excitement, and there's nothing wrong with excitement. Obviously, you guys, you know, are a big part of all that. But this has got sort of a, maybe more than sort of a Zen quality, right? This is sort of a little oasis of peace.
Well, yeah, it is at 10 in the morning, about 3 in the afternoon, and there's 50 or 60 kids in here playing. It won't be quite as peaceful, but it'll be just as fun, I guarantee you that.
Here we are with the topiaries. You mentioned the 26 years that you've been here, the length of the festival itself, and this is kind of where it all started as far as the inspiration of what to do. It was take those beloved Disney characters, recreate them in ways that really showcased what you can do with flowers and plants, and here's where it started. Some of our favorites here.
Yeah, that's right. It started with basically a Fab Five and a few other topiaries.
Fab Five? That's what you got? Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if they all had kind of nicknames. Oh,
yeah. That's cool. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Pluto and Goofy. But they weren't these exact ones. They were smaller. They weren't nearly as true to the characters. It was actually 16 years ago that we kind of upped our game. So where Mickey used to be 5 feet tall, now he's 8 feet tall. You can see our Goofy. He's 14 feet tall. He's just immense.
We'll have pictures up at WGNradio.com. Maybe even put a little graph for the height. Yeah, Goofy was, if you remember. He was one of the taller characters. You know, he was the big guy. He'd be reaching for that thing up on the high shelf.
Certainly would. And, of course, all the characters are in scale to the way Walt first created them. So here we have Pluto and Goofy welcoming our guests and waving. I got to tell you, Goofy weighs 4,400 pounds. That is an immense. So we're not just doing art here. We're also doing engineering to make sure that, you know, that guy is held up safely. He's a fabulous topiary. Been there. We've had this one for 16 years now. But he's improved the entire time. If you saw photos of him 16 years ago, it wouldn't be nearly this good.
Well, you mentioned, I think even just having the shape, and we've seen topiaries all over, even in Chicagoland area, where you could tell, hey, that's a giraffe, or hey, that's an elephant. You mentioned the true to life. The colors are really great. Talk a little bit about how you're able to recreate some of the, I think, diversity of colors, right? You know, Pluto's eyes are white, his collar is yellow, his tongue is red. How do you do it?
Well, sometimes you're lucky and the plants that we have available to us perfectly match. It's not always the case. But I will tell you, and we talked about how true to life they are, the same people who do Disney sculpts and actually who do the Disney films, we have to run these by them. We just can't come out and say, oh, this looks good enough. It kind of looks like Pluto.
Eric, do they understand the challenges of, like, sure, we'd all like it to be better, but we have to work with what's available in nature.
Well, they understand, but, you know, we have to make sure our characters look like our characters. Yeah. So it's really pushed us hard over the last 20 years to improve our game. And, I mean, when you look at what we have here, I think there's no doubt this is Pluto and that's Goofy.
And we got a chance to talk and check out Toy Story. It looks as though you're having those opportunities and maybe the kind of the responsibility, right, to take the flower, the garden side and build them into new and exciting things happening at Disney on the movie side. And so we did talk a little bit off the air, the challenges, and maybe you guys are research and development drawing it up now, how you're going to create a large black-colored plant Darth Vader, you know, or some of those other characters. It's going to be tough.
Now, I'm not sure we'll have a Darth Vader, but we will have something new. We'll start planning next year's festival next week. So it's a year out. We start planning. These topiaries take up to 6 months to create because realize it's an individual piece of Disney artwork. Yeah, it's a plant, but the exact same people who do sculpts in our films work on these to make sure that we're true to the characters.
In the 26 years that you've done it, and you've had people that have shown up and made memories, certainly family memories all over the place here with Disney, have people come back and said how they've experienced that journey along with you? They remember some of those early days, and they talk about some of the ways that things are changing and expanded now and how it's gone along the entire length.
Yeah, we hear that a lot from guests. We also hear that from our fellow cast members. No, there's a lot of Disney cast who love this event and come out too. But yeah, and we, the fun thing is, over all the years, you see guests who were very young. We had several guests who were 15 or 8 when they started coming. Now they're adults with kids of their own, and you know, they're into gardening, which is a lot of fun. And you know, as a professional horticulturist, one of our goals is, of course, it's to entertain our guests and create a great show. But we're hoping that some of these young folks go home and think, well, I can grow something, be it vegetables or herbs or flowers.
Whatever that introduction is, like you said, it's a conversation starter. Could be a career starter, right? You mentioned that. Could be an inspiration to get into things in a different way, and you've kind of built it into so many different elements. Talk a little bit about the rock concert series. That's great. So we understand, like, it's clever. It's play the rock, the garden, rock garden. I get it. Do you have some special plants up there behind some of these great acts that are performing?
Well, no, there's not a lot of area to plant around that stage. And people are there to see the entertainment. So there's minimal planning right on the stage. But, of course, like everywhere at Epcot during the Flower and Garden Festival, the minute you leave that theater, you're going to be surrounded by flowers and plants.
One of the great things about Epcot is that you feel like you can travel and see the world while being right here at Epcot. And again, on the conversation starter side, you have built some of those plant conversations, right? And some amazing different things into some of the different Travels Along the World showcase. So let's talk a little bit about how you've done that thought process, whether it's the tea garden in England, whether it's the bonsai in Japan. People are talking plants.
Well, some of these we've been doing for a long time, but we have a lot of brand new ones. Twinings is one of our participants in the festival. They've been doing tea for 300 years, and for over 10 years we've been doing a little teapot showing guests what they're drinking. I mean, everyone knows tea. Well, maybe not. It's actually a camellia relative. But even something as simple as Earl Grey, that's bergamot. What's bergamot? Well, it's a type of citrus. So we show that along with other types of tea. When you get to bonsai, you know, the Japanese landscape is totally different from the Western landscape, but bonsais are huge. We've been working with the Florida Bonsai Societies now for 26 years. They have a contest, and the winners of that contest get to have their bonsais displayed at the Flower and Garden
Wow,
Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a big deal for them, and it's fun for us to see these people come in so excited that, you know, people who do bonsai, believe me, have a real passion for it.
Yep.
And when they get one of their displayed at Epcot, it's great. And then, you know, lots and lots of guests get to see it. But we've got several new gardens. For instance, we were thinking, what can we do to add something at UK? Well, Shakespeare, he talked about all kinds of plants in his work, so we actually have a Shakespeare garden where you'll go in, walk around the garden, you'll see these plants, and then you'll see the line from Shakespeare's sonnet or play that references that plant. We have an alpine garden showing different alpine plants and how they're grown in Germany. In Morocco, we have an herb and spice garden showing lots of herbs and spices you might use on a daily basis but have no idea what they look like growing. And on and on. We're always looking to add something new and different to the Flower and Garden Festival.
You see what's great about it, and I think this is something that may be lost on some people and maybe on purpose, right? You have all the fun, all the excitement, certainly all of the beauty, but you build in the educational side into it as well. There's sort of like a higher purpose to it all.
Well, we're telling a story. We're a storytelling company, and horticulture tells stories too. You know, and our goal is when people come around, they just see it as they might learn something, but it'll be entertaining and fit with the area they're in the park. Plus, it allows us to do new things every year. You know, you see these huge areas, and we do what we do in them. It's really the fun small gardens. They surprise guests, and like you said, not every guest will see them.
Yeah.
But that's really become the fun of it for a lot of us.
It's all part of it. Making memories, telling stories. People are here telling and writing their own stories as families here, doing their own road trips as well. So, Eric, before we let you go, we know that it's going up until June 3rd. And is there a website where people get more information, schedule, and get down here and see the festival for themselves?
Just DisneyWorld.com. You can find everything you need to know there.
Well, we're going to experience it. We're going to have it all at WGNRadio.com. Thanks for taking time out. Thanks for being here and taking time out for 26 years. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, well, thanks. It's been a joy. I have a great job. It's a beautiful-